Isabel, you look very excited to be getting a coffee here.
With a little heart,
oh, a heart for you.
To make me better.
To make you better. But you say that, but you were having an incredible race yesterday. You won the most stages. But then we never saw you coming on stage four. Well, we eventually saw you. Do you want to tell us what happened on stage four?
So I was having a good day. I knew I was not like my fitness level 100%, but I still like went full on. And on the last stage, I might have been a bit too much.
Okay.
And I crashed the first time, but it was not too bad. I lost maybe like 10 seconds, but it was still fine.
After the big effort of the
pedaling? No, it was before in the river. It was like much wet than what I thought. And after I crashed again on the like very beginning of the climb, I kind of slide off track.
Well, you have to carry all your speed.
Yeah, and so I had no speed, but the worst was I could not get back on track. I was like just sliding in the mud, like could not get back on my feet. It felt
like
terrible.
Like a nightmare.
Yeah, honestly, it was the worst stage of my life. I felt like, what the fuck I'm doing here? Like, it was awful. And just like straight into the climb after, I could not like obviously push. I was like done. But I mean, I end up sixth, which is not too far away neither. I'm still hanging on third on the overall.
It's still early in the season.
Yeah, and I also know, like, for me, it has been a really difficult beginning of the season, and I'm still stoked I can, like, do some proper stage, have some good results. I mean, obviously, sixth is not what I train for, but I
Yeah, but like I said, you had two stage wins yesterday, and nobody else had two stage wins.
Yeah, so I'm still happy with that, and I know it's a long season. I know it's, like, kind of a weird season for me, too. So, yeah. I mean, I just need to get stoked on riding my bike and be happy, be healthy, and it'll be fine.
Keep stocked.
Yeah, always.